Right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for all the wonderful blessings you've blessed us with this week. And I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. Be a blessing to every speaker today, everyone. Bless Pastor today as he goes forth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We saw how the Lord worked and helped people make their adjustments in their faith. Everything that happened when Peter, when they believed God to rescue Peter out of jail, they could reflect and think about what happened. How that they had the faith. They prayed him out. But when he was out, they couldn't believe it in their mind. And then Peter was out there. And after that, Peter used the wisdom of God. He went somewhere and nobody knew where he went. And then, you know, it ended with the king. He made a statement that and didn't give God the glory. And a sickness came on him and worms ate him up. You know, the angel smote him. Because you can't touch God's anointed and everything be all right. It's not going to happen that way. And he gave the glory to himself and not God before the people. And but as we follow the Holy Spirit, we see things happen. We see things unfold. And every time we have those experiences, the experiences of God, our dedication gets stronger and our trust in him gets stronger. And we grow from glory to glory.
You might say that when they were praying for Peter to get out of prison, that they didn't have a whole lot of faith. But when he showed up in the door, they didn't think he was in.
No.
So maybe they were lacking in faith.
Yeah.
As they prayed.
Uh-huh.
But still, they got the prayer answered.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty good for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can pray even if we're not totally in faith. We can still pray.
Yeah.
And stay with it. So maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe their persistence was.
Persistence, yeah. All that works together. Jesus said, if you want to move a mountain, you only have to have faith the size of a mustard seed.
There you go. Yeah,
and you know, I think it was one of these classes that I was teaching, and the Lord just kind of showed it to me. If you start something in faith and you won't quit, the Lord will send people to help you believe. He will help you believe. And then people will say things that will inspire your faith and it grows.
Amen.
Whatever is necessary will happen.
Right.
As long as your faith is on.
Yes.
You don't know how it's going to happen. You may not have enough faith, but your faith is on about the thing. And the Lord is going to add to you and bless you. And you get other people. Now it gets exponential. When you have another person praying, you know, like if one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. Well, then you get some other people in agreement, and it, just like they did, they wouldn't leave until he got out of that jail, and he came. But in their mind, as individuals, they just couldn't see it.
I think they were expecting to hear from somebody who says, okay, procedure is in order.
Yeah.
Not the actual dude.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Maybe hear him change his mind or something. But it happened just like they saw him out there, and it was too much. But all this is recorded in every one of their minds. They can go back and think about this. This was news. I mean, this was CNN news. This was Fox News of the day. This spread out, and now we're not sitting ducks. We can trust God, and you make the transition from glory to glory. And I skipped a few chapters in chapter 13. And I love this portion. I learned that when we go in his presence and we worship him and we learn from the Lord, he'll separate you to have you to do something. And it's always a challenge to do it. There's a peace. There's a joy that comes with the instruction. And an anointing. You can at least begin it. And if you stick with it, you're going to see God move in your life, just like they did in theirs. And this is Acts chapter 13. And I'm always talking about following God. But I'm gonna share some of the things I learned as I obeyed him. In 13, he said, it says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaim, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So now they're separated. They're commissioned. In the beginning, it said they were prophets and teachers, but now they're sent. They have an assignment. And we know that Barnabas and Saul were apostles. And he put Barnabas first. Barnabas was the leader. We focus on Saul because he wrote the books, but Barnabas was ahead of Saul in God's order. Now they went on and many wonderful things happened as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. One scripture said that the Lord told them not to preach a word in Asia. Now that's a good idea to preach. You know, they were commissioned to go out. But now, don't do this good idea, but the Lord revealed a better idea to go to Antioch. He sent them somewhere else where the
Macedonia.
Man was praying.
Macedonia.
Is Antioch?
Macedonia,
yeah. That's where the man was praying. They saw him in the vision praying. And what happened next, everything fell in place, because that's where the people were hungry. That was the hot spot. Paul and Barnabas, they didn't know the hot spot. They didn't know where to go. They were out trying to do God's will, but they couldn't have known that except the Holy Spirit revealed it. Well, when this happens, when the Lord give you a guidance or something to do, you are sometimes designed just to do that. That's where you're going to have your best results, your best sowing. Everything you do is sowing, and that's where you'll have your best reaping. Because he's going to send you to do things or guide you to do things that's perfect. When you do that, it's going to work. When nothing else will work, that will work. And whatever God gives me to do, I put my heart in it because I know it is a hot spot. And as we studied we're close to the time, but as we studied along these lines, dangerous things happen, but they always warn. They were thrown in jail. They had challenges. The enemy tried to stop them, but they kept defeating the enemy, and they kept trusting God, and they kept doing his will. They ended up in jail and getting broken out of jail because they were doing what God gave them to do. The Lord know that the challenges are out there, but when you're strong in him, when you fill your heart with God's word, you have all the stamina you need. You have the power. Satan don't. He was stripped. If you ever think of the most poverty-stricken person there is Satan, because everything he does causes more debt on his life. Every person he hurts, every person he persuades wrong, that's just more spiritual debt on his life. And he's responsible for all of it. He caused many angels to just tip over and fall into his kingdom. You know, in Revelation 12, it says that he used his tail, and he seduced a third of the angels with his lies. So he's responsible for their demise. And then he uses those demons to hinder our lives. But as we follow the Holy Spirit, we go forward in victory. We get to do the mighty things of God, and we'll see the same things that happen in their life and ours. Pastor Webb said that it looks like they had a miracle every day, but this is a 60-year span period, you know, 60 years span of time. And these miracles and God was working with them, it happened. It wasn't like every day, but it happened often. So whatever the need was, they had the victory. And we do too. And as the Lord commissioned them, they went forward. The enemy tried to stop them, but he couldn't. And I like that. I like to study these things and to see God's handiwork in the lives of our brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Because this is our heritage. This is our portion.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
I love that portion teaching. That's good every week. I'm glad we can share it with the world too, because when they go on there and look at it. You know, I was looking at the website this week. I posted something, and every time I hit it, it changes colors. And I was sitting at the right angle, and more than half of them had changed colors. People are going on there clicking on it, and the ones that they didn't click on stayed the same. And then after it downloads, it go back to normal. I never knew that till just this week. I never paid attention. Because when you sit in the glare of the screen, when you sit a certain way, you can see the change when you click on it to download. So people are listening. But this is our heritage. And all the bluff of the leaders and all the enemies they had, the Jews that didn't understand, meant nothing. They could not stop what God put in motion. And they did it by faith. That was the common denominator. Everything that they did it by faith, just like we do. The just shall live by his faith. They were anointed to do these things. It didn't say that the just shall live by his anointing. And people try to do that. Sometimes because you're anointed, you will prosper. But that prosperity is not for you, it's so that you can do the work. But the just shall live by his faith. And your faith activates the anointing. If you take away a man's faith, his anointing won't work, because he won't work it. He'll give up. And it's like a man that has heavy equipment. He's a heavy equipment operator. And he has his track loader out there. But if he doesn't have a job to go to, it's dormant. Or if he don't get up and go use it, it's just sitting there ready to go. Just like sometimes people's anointing do. But when you activate it, that anointing is in operation, and nothing can stop you. So the just shall live by his faith. And by faith, we activate the anointing and the purposes of God in our lives. And all of this is communion. You know, this is what we see in 1 through 3 in chapter 13. They were communing with the Lord, and that's how they got the instructions. When they were strong enough to go, the Lord commissioned them. And that's our heritage. That's our portion.
Amen.
All right, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And here it is, 2018, and we remember him. We still commune with him. And people are still getting saved by him. I thank God for all of it. We're closing prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I thank you for the unity of the Holy Spirit. I thank you how you link us all together to help us do your one work. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good.